Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of February 19th, 2024. A Kansas City Super Bowl rally shooting leaves one dead and 21 injured. A 2006 Chicago train station bomber receives a 20-year sentence. An Iranian official suspects terrorism in a gas pipeline attack. An ex reportedly provides terrorist premium accounts in violation of U.S. sanctions. Let's get into these stories. A shooting at a Kansas City, Missouri Super Bowl celebration on February 14th left one person dead and 21 others injured, including 11 children. Police arrested two juveniles on charges related to firearms and resisting arrest, with additional charges expected as the investigation continues. Police released a third person they detained after authorities determined they were not involved. Officials recovered several weapons at the site. The shooting occurred in the afternoon as tens of thousands of fans converged outside Union Station, a historic depot, to watch Kansas City Chiefs players passing by in buses. Authorities are investigating the events surrounding the shooting, which killed 44-year-old Lisa Lopez Galvin, a local radio personality and disc jockey. Several victims sustained life-threatening injuries. 9 of the 11 injured children, whose ages range from 8 to 15, suffered gunshot wounds. Team members, their families, and their staff were unharmed. Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves said she is aware of video allegedly showing fans subduing a person. Investigators are reviewing the footage to determine if the individual is one of the suspects taken into police custody. The shooting happened despite the presence of more than 800 police officers at the event. Officials believe the incident is the result of a dispute between several individuals. On February 9th, a federal court sentenced a 70-year-old man to 20 years in prison for detonating an improvised explosive device at a Chicago train station nearly 18 years ago. Thomas James Zajac, formerly of Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois, planted the bomb in a trash can at the Metra BNSF railway station in Hinsdale, Illinois, on September 1st, 2006. The device exploded during the morning commute, injuring a station agent. A month after the bombing, Zajac sent an anonymous letter to the Hinsdale Police Department threatening that the bomb was a, quote, warning shot, and that police actions would, quote, likely lead to the death of an individual. Zajac taunted police, saying he wanted to see if the department was, quote, bright enough or possessed the character to stop the death. During his trial, Zajac said he felt disrespected when police arrested a family member a year before the attack. Zajac will serve the sentence after he completes the remaining 22 years of a 35-year prison term for the September 15, 2006 bombing of a public library in Salt Lake City, Utah. An Iranian official attributed the February 14th attack on the country's main gas pipeline to terrorism and sabotage as tensions remained high in the Middle East as a result of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Explosions rocked the 790-mile pipeline, which originates in Asulia, a hub for Iran's offshore South Pars gas field, and runs from the nation's western provinces up north to cities on the Caspian Sea. There are no known terrorist groups operating in those provinces. The official, who is the manager of Iran's gas network control center, did not name any suspects. However, Arab separatists in southwestern Iran have claimed responsibility for past attacks against oil pipelines. The country's oil minister said the blast occurred along several areas of the pipeline and did not impact any major provinces. A report released by a watchdog organization on February 14th claimed that the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, granted blue account verification checkmarks to designated terrorist groups' accounts. In exchange for payment, X reportedly permitted a Lebanon-based Hezbollah leader, the Houthis, and Iranian and Russian-based media to pay for blue checkmarks, which critics say is in direct violation of U.S. sanctions. Author of the report, the Tech Transparency Project, is a nonprofit, nonpartisan-funded information hub for journalists, academics, and policymakers. The group's investigation found that the social media giant was providing $8 monthly premium services to terrorist accounts seeking the coveted blue checkmark. Currently, these verification badges allow recipients higher character counts per post and help to promote users' posts to a broader audience. According to media outlets, X touted its, quote, robust security after removing some of the questionable blue checkmarks following the release of the TTP report. X owner and tech mogul Elon Musk came under fire when he initially began charging for the blue checkmark, which the platform previously provided at no cost solely to verify a user's identification. At the time, pundits alleged that the move would help legitimize disinformation campaigns and open the platform to impersonators. The TTP report states, quote, "The U.S. imposes sanctions on individuals, groups, and countries deemed to be a threat to national security. Elon Musk's X appears to be selling a premium service to some of them," end quote. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to the local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.